We hear lots of stories about Muslims celebrating the holy month of Ramadan in the Middle East, not so much in South Africa. But most of the people living in the Bokap neighborhood of Cape Town are Muslim, and for the past month, families and friends have been gathering at sundown to break the fast in true South African style. Sonia Narung spent time with the Cape Town family preparing Ramadan meals and sent us this postcard.
It's almost sunset, and Faldila Abrahams is grating carrots and chopping cilantro and spinach for a big pot of lentil soup. She's wearing a light pink apron over her dark full-length robe and matching head wrap.
Just add a little bit more water, because it's fairly thick. I think I should add the other carrots as well. Make it a nice lighter shade.
Then she turns her attention to a bowl of batter that will become plump fritters. She scoops spoonfuls into hot, bubbling oil. This Ramadan breakfast feast is a blend of cuisines and cultures.
I'm born and bred in Cape Town, and my mother was born in Cape Town, my father. My great-grandfather is from Yemen, and my great-grandmother is from England. My granny married a man that his family again came from Java. So it's all just a mixture of different cultures.
Faldila's husband also has roots in Indonesia. For generations, Muslim families have called this part of Cape Town home. Many are descendants of slaves that the Dutch brought here from Indonesia in the 16th and 17th centuries. During apartheid, the community got the name Cape Malay. Today, Faldila is making some traditional Cape Malay dishes, including dalchi, spinach fritters, and my favorite, samosas.
Samosas is Indian.
Indian dalchi.
And the dalchi is also Malay.
Malay. So you have Malay, Indian, any South African?
South African would be the pumpkin fritter.
The last day of Ramadan will be the busiest for Faldila.
I never sleep the night before Eid. So it's actually like, say, 12 to 16 hours that I would cook nonstop.
Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum salam, khawa.
Neighbors and relatives stop by Faldila's kitchen and leave parcels of sweets. She sends her 10-year-old daughter, Rashana, to deliver packets of fritters to the neighbors.
Bokap was like a whole big family. Now with our Ramadan, like the neighbors exchange like little sweetmeats, savories, and this goes on for 29 days.
As sundown approaches, the call to prayer echoes through Bokap. It's time to break the fast.
Sonia, come eat something.
Oh, thank you.
The adults sit around a small table and chat mostly in Afrikaans. Faldila switches in and out of English, especially when talking to the kids.
It was the order of yesterday.
You were speaking in English, you were speaking Afrikaans.
Yeah.
And then I heard Arabic because the greetings.
Yeah. It's just a mixture of everything. We grew up like with Afrikaans and we went to an Afrikaans school. It was still in the apartheid time. I speak Afrikaans to my husband. My kids here are speaking Afrikaans, but they refuse to speak Afrikaans. You never hear my kids speak Afrikaans because we spoke English to them. And even if I speak to them in Afrikaans, they will answer me in English.
Faldila's children attend schools outside the Muslim quarter, but she hopes they'll hold on to their Islamic faith.
All that you were taught as a child, you try to pass it on to your kids. If you have your religion, it's like somewhere where you can belong.
Soon, it's time for the evening prayers at the mosque. Faldila heads back into the kitchen to prepare a late evening supper and meals for the next day. For The World, this is Sonia Narung, Cape Town.
Sonia took some great shots of Ramadan and Ramadan food, Cape Town style. We've got them on our website, pri.org.